I tell you what, cold beans, they ain't. This is unbelievable. It's working. It's all working. I've put it all apart, taken it here, over there, ran back here again, and it's all working. Like, first time. I'm not happy. But what I am going to do is crack on with it, because I've been busy this morning trying to get things done. Haven't gone backwards. We're going to, though, put our best foot forward, because I have got one more news item before we go into some crazy fools rock and roll capes, or capers as I like to call them. And I'm not going to tell you anything about Dude Talk and the next Dude Walk, because I'm not sure when it is, other than it is the 21st or the 28th. Keep them peeled. And we've got something quite special at the end of it as well. Oh, I've said too much already. Suffice to say, the last one was absolutely brilliant, and they all have been. You're welcome to join us. Right now, though, let us do put our best foot forward. Why? Because a court in Switzerland, they've upheld a fine against a nude hiker in the Swiss Alps. Nice. The 100 Swiss franc fine remains approved by a man boldly strutted past a popular picnic area and Christian rehabilitation centre for drug addicts, and he was wearing nothing but a sturdy pair of hiking boots and a smile. This is all in the eastern canton of Appenzell Asserhorden. Not that you needed to know that. Stay there while I turn the page. And here we are. The fundamental right to personal freedom is only marginally, if at all, infringed upon by a ban on hiking naked in a public area, or so said the court's spokesman on his behalf. Nude hiking is popular in the area, but not illegal. Can you get your head around that? Really? Why would you want to do it in the first place? I don't know. Why not? Do we have a debate on this in down the track? Maybe not. It's not much to talk about, is it? What, are you going all out or you're not? And why? What? However, it is the right of each canton, that's an area, yeah, to apply their own indecency laws. I phoned up the Asserhorden Ramblers Club to make further inquiries about this, but they just went on and on and on and on. Indeedy, I like it. I think you can do what you like. If you do what makes you happy, then that's what makes us happy, isn't it? That's what my missus keeps telling me and asking me, why do you keep doing this nonsense? You call it nonsense, I enjoy it. I've been busy all morning getting around doing domestic stuff and washing and trying to get things done on the computer, specifically get my book put onto Lulu on publishers so you can buy it online. I couldn't get my head around it, it was too difficult, so I gave up. Anyway, but I still enjoy that hurting my head, and I enjoy writing, and I enjoy taking 10 minutes out, sitting in front of the computer and reading you this nonsense, which is all about crazy rock and roll capers this week, number XXXXXIIIIIVVIVI. And I can tell you this, Kel Beans, they're not hot. Now, Perched on the parapet of morality, swaying wildly with the equilibrium of public's opinion towards decency, is like shackling yourself to the principle of herding cats, in that it's the infinite search for free will that winds round our senses of what is correct or not in our blessed installation of democracy. You can blame the Greeks for that. They started it. Democracy and Todgers out. Confused? You should be. The freedom of nakedness was afforded to Michael Hutchinson's highway to the other side this week when he slipped off this mortal coil wearing nothing but a belt and a legacy to all suicide blondes not to try this at home, which of course David Carradine didn't read as he strutted off to the great judgment day in the sky, donned in the same fashion. Nevertheless, he was wrapped in a curtain cord and the added actor's artistic touch of an apple in his mouth, or so was the rumour Fool and Digger made up a couple of years ago. Anyway, Queen lay naked and far from home, hoping someone would save them, but Freddie was far from indecent, well, according to his popularised image as the eccentric theatrical funster that he is. Even though his behind-the-scenes orgies of immorally induced capes were flung wide and spread through the dark ethical minds of rock stars and celebs that saw fair game to as much filth the Luger could buy, therefore rummaging thick with enough indecent peculiarities that would have made Nero blush. And so it was with his yardstick of immeasurably tolerance that Chick Churchill and I discussed over a Knickerbocker Glory down at Juice in Saigon, where we reminisced over the love hippie naked culture of the heaving 60s, where running amok without any clothes on lured not a promiscuous lust for exchanging bodily fluids, but more the return to nature, the rebirth of love, the Garden of Eden, the return of the spirit, the coming home. And there it was, in mid-order of eggs in the clay pot, that he turned to me and said in all his buff and glory at the counter, "That's why, fool, you play I'm Going Home as it get it off my chest request, because brother, that tune will take you to wherever you want to go." That'll be 80,000 Vietnamese dong, please, like there's any other dong in the world. And in the blink of an angel's wing, he slipped the waitresses some skin as I tucked into probably the best eggs in the clay pot I've ever tasted. This, my friends, is 10 years after, and this is for you. I'm Going Home.
Baby, oh baby, baby, baby. look out, babe, I'm coming to get you one more time. Hey,
you better believe it, folks. Keep it turning, keep it wheel, keep it radio, primco.com. Ta-da, see you next week.
Radio primco.com.
10 years after. Please, a warm thank you for 10 years after.